Well, the nation's top military officer says U.S. policy on transgender people serving in the military will not change until the defense secretary gets policy direction from the president and determines how to implement it. That responds to President Trump's surprise tweets yesterday saying he would ban transgender people from serving. Some transgender service members and veterans are speaking out. Retired U.S. Army Sergeant Shane Ortega, a transgender man in Los Angeles, spoke with MSNBC yesterday about what he thought when he first saw the president's tweets.
My immediate reaction was, this is a completely egotistical move on the behalf of Donald Trump. I think that he's trying to circle in the American public to deflect and detract from the principles and goodwill of what it is to be an American service member. And he's trying to use them as pawns right now in order to invoke some sort of emotional reaction from the public to circumvent his own investigations that are going right now towards his impeachment.
Joining us now is Dominic Holden, who's civil rights and Department of Justice reporter at BuzzFeed News. Dominic, what kind of reaction are you hearing?
One of the things I did yesterday was talk to people who are transgender, some who are serving actively in the military, other family members. You know, they were blindsided by this news. There's one person I spoke to who had not had a chance to talk to their chain of command. They didn't know what it meant for their career. They said it was heartbreaking. You know, one of the things that's been so frustrating for people about this is that it was announced in a series of three tweets from Donald Trump. But what do they mean? You know, yesterday we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, essentially say that there is no policy at this point. They don't know what's going to happen to transgender people. There were questions whether they would be basically sent home from their posts. So there's questions, do they have to change their grooming standards? And Sanders also said that there's, at this point, no timeline to let the Department of Defense know what the White House wants. So there are a lot of outstanding questions and uncertainty about what this means for hundreds or thousands of people who are right now among our troops. And there are concerns that this will actually have the opposite of the supposed effect that Trump wanted, that this would be disruptive to troop readiness rather than facilitating it.
Well, and this comes after President Trump, of course, on the campaign trail, portrayed himself as a real friend of the LGBT community. Here he is speaking last July at the Republican National Convention after the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting.
As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me.
So after a speech like that and some of the things that he said on the campaign trail, what is this all about? Why do this right now?
Trump has made overtures to LGBTQ people when he was running for office, but he also made these promises to the Christian conservatives that he needed to push him over the threshold to win. He also agreed to sign legislation protecting people with a religious objection to same-sex marriage. And when Trump was in his transition, he had allies at groups like the Heritage Foundation. They were some of the first to applaud Trump's announcement on Twitter yesterday, saying that this was a practical matter of troop readiness and saving money. So Trump is clearly reaching out to that portion of his base.
And the announcement on Twitter came on the exact same day that the Justice Department filed an amicus brief in a case arguing that a federal civil rights law does not cover sexual orientation. Tell us more about what happened at the Justice Department yesterday.
Right. This is a pretty significant case. There's a man, Donald Zarda. He was a skydiving instructor. And in 2010, he'd filed a lawsuit against his private employer saying that he was fired for being gay and that this was a violation of Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And what's interesting about having the Justice Department weigh in now that it is before the full panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals is that the Justice Department is not actually a party to this case. Normally, the Department of Justice doesn't weigh in on private sector cases. And moreover, it's clashing with another federal agency that deals with civil rights laws in the workplace, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that had supported the gay man. And so we see here U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions sort of stepping outside of the traditional role of the Justice Department and arguing against another agency and arguing against gay rights.
Dominic, before you were covering the Justice Department, you were covering LGBT issues at BuzzFeed. How is the gay community, the LGBT community, reacting to what's been happening over the last 24 hours?
You know, I think that LGBT people have been yelling and screaming since last year when Trump made these claims about being friendly to LGBT people. They saw the people he was surrounding himself with, like Mike Pence, an evangelical who's been very conservative on these issues. And they were worried about the policy statements he were making. And they were waiting for this shoe to drop. And that both of it happens on one day is a double whammy where they feel like Trump is showing his true colors and his allegiance to the conservative Republican base. And they're starting to feel like they're really under siege.
That's Dominic Holden, who is civil rights and Department of Justice reporter at BuzzFeed News. Dominic, thanks.
Thank you.